You want answers?
You haven't answered my question.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
You know how fast you were going?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
You're gonna have to answer to the Coca-Cola company.
You can't handle the truth!
Dry your tears. More movies not about breakups with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, on this Friday. Hey there, Rafer.
Hey, John.
So there are two movies we've got this weekend, and one, The Magnificent Seven, is a remake, and it doesn't seem to me that the original needs a whole lot of tweaking or improvement. I don't know. Call me wacky.
Well, I mean, the remake was, the original was sort of a remake of a remake. It was,
yeah,
you know,
true.
The Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
Right, that's right.
I love the original Magnificent Seven. Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Eli Wallach, always great. It's a great movie and one of the last great Westerns of that era.
And it expressed a macho quality that came from the director, but also came from an America that, you know, I mean, the sensitive male was not well known back then.
That's right. Not a high profile figure back then. nor is he necessarily in the new film. I think the reason that this new film is being made is because you've got this very racially diverse cast. You've got Denzel Washington leading the crew. He's basically the Yul Brynner figure in the film, but also Native American, Asian. A woman gets a bigger role in the film. So I think that's the diversity issue, I think, is why they're remaking it this time.
23 confirmed kills at Antietam, dubbed the Angel of Death. Do what he does. He's a legend.
That's some fancy shooting there.
They call him Good Night.
Told you.
Now, the director here,
Antoine Fuqua.
Right. Is diversity a reason for redoing this movie all by itself? I mean, these are fantastic actors. I guess I'm wondering what the contribution is. Does it get us closer to the real West have this cast?
That's a good question. I mean, you can say it's a little bit of revisionist history. I mean, you know, how many outlaw gunslinger troops do you know that have this kind of rainbow coalition of diversity back in the Old West? And there were times in this movie when I was hoping that race would be addressed a little more bluntly or a little more directly. You know, people do gawk at the sight of a black cowboy going down Main Street. There are a few little moments.
But they did that in Tarantino movies. Blazing Saddles for that.
Right. Yeah. It's true. But although I'm of two minds, because on the one hand, when you don't address race at all, which this film pretty much doesn't, then you have the kind of colorblind casting that I think we all kind of want and crave. And so here you have all these people, you see them on the film, and really what this movie is just a splashier, maybe more fast-moving update of the original. It's very fun, very entertaining. Again, as you say, did it need to be remade? I'm not so sure. But it's a pretty entertaining Western with a lot of good moments and a really good cast. Ethan Hawke is great. Chris Pratt is great. They're all a lot of fun.
And coming to it for the first time, viewers will love this film.
I think so. I think if you're not familiar with the original, you'll hear a few lines from the original that have been swiped and reinserted here in the new one. But yeah, if you're not familiar with the original, it'll all seem new and fresh to you.
Oh, question, Rafer. Where do babies come from?
They come from storks, John.
Quick! We can get to the boat through here!
Wait, why are you running so weird?
What don't I know?
My old nemesis, Glass.
A little mythology for
yes.
Parents unwilling to tell the sex story.
That's right.
to their kids.
In this film, the storks have gotten out of the baby delivering business, and they're now in the retail business. They run cornerstore.com, but of course, a baby does appear, and there's a stork and a human who have to deliver that baby to their parents.
Animated, you love?
Animated, I'm not sure I'd love. It's more about humor than about the story or the heart of the film, but there are a lot of fun jokes. I kept wondering if they were going to address the fact of where babies come from. They don't. That's still your job and my job as parents, so you're not going to be off the hook if you go see the movie.
What did you expect? Rafer Guzman, I don't even want to think about that. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, training programs that draw from 50 brain games, and tools to compare scores with global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com.